Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the third round, it was just something that was very evident to us that, you know, we had Mason Rudolph rated as one of the top quarterbacks. And, you know, to protect this franchise going forward, we wanted to have that guy in place. Not saying that Mason Rudolph will be Ben Roethlisberger or whoever he turns out to be, but we do think he can be a winning starting quarterback somewhere in the future. And I think when you have that plan in place, it's an easier transition than when, you know, if you don't have that plan in place and something would happen.
Okay, let's try to unpack that. Kevin Colbert, after last year's draft, and it's relevant because Ben Roethlisberger received a contract extension today, long anticipated, long rumored contract extension. We've got some of the financial details too now. 2 years, $63 million after this year. So 1 year left on his current deal and then a 2 year extension on top of it worth $31.5 million a year.
That neatly slots him below, at, if it were applied right this second, Aaron Rodgers, who I don't think he ever really says he feels like he deserves more than, and slots him below Russell Wilson, who has won a Super Bowl more recently than he has and is coming off a pretty damn good season himself. It does, however, place him directly above Matt Ryan, the kind of player with the kind of relative accomplishments compared to Ben that I imagine Roethlisberger was really chapped that he made less than for
you
a while.
You would not be wrong about that.
Yep.
But let's just get into Rudolph for a second here, because we got into it with Mark a little bit in that last segment. You're Mason Rudolph, and mock drafts 24 hours before last year's draft had him going to places like Buffalo with the 15th pick. Like, he thought there was a chance he was going to go somewhere and either be a franchise quarterback in year one or maybe wait for a year and then get his opportunity. And now he's toast, man. He's done here.
And the guy that's the incumbent, like, is not trying to help him along at all, so that if he is on the, since he's on the same track with Roethlisberger as far as contracts go, it's not like Roethlisberger has made any kind of effort. In fact, he has said the opposite, to shepherd him along and, hey, this is what it's like being a quarterback. They've got him on a freaking VR machine. He might as well just hit the sticks and play Madden. I mean, it can't be that much different. They don't even have a quarterback coach for him. So if Mason Rudolph fancies himself a player who's going to be something someday and cash in that huge quarterback payday down the road, he's starting way behind the rest of his draft class. He's starting behind really anybody that gets drafted high in this year's class. Would you agree?
Yeah.
He's starting far down the pecking order here.
He's in a very interesting situation, and this happens in professional sports more than people might think. And it's sad, but it's the nature of the beast. Mason Rudolph has now been put in a position where over the next 3 years, he almost has to secretly root for Ben to miss games so he can go in and show people that he can play.
The only thing he can root for that doesn't come off sounding like really bad, like I hope the guy twists a knee, is that they're so good that they're playing a meaningless week 17 game and then he gets the start and can pull a Matt Flynn, for example.
Yeah.
That's his best hope. That the Steelers, notoriously inconsistent, by the way, under Mike Tomlin, are so good 1 year that they have nothing to play for in week 17.
As far as the Steelers are concerned, maybe they feel fortunate to have picked Rudolph in the third round because they think he's a talented, capable backup.
But if they had a first-round grade on him, that's what I don't get. The statement of, we had him in graded in the first round, so we couldn't pass him up. If you draft a guy that you have a first-round grade on, I don't care what you intend for him to be in the short run. At some point, you think he's going to be your starter, do you not?
Yes.
You don't draft the guy in the third round with a first-round grade unless you envision him starting games for your team and winning big games for your team someday. So the idea of it being, hey, backups are hard to find, that doesn't pass muster with me.
Mark didn't say it, and I heard Bouchette earlier, and he didn't say it either, but the Steelers' actions speak loudly to me. They can't be happy with Rudolph's development. if they thought there was promise there in training camp and in the preseason, he would have been the backup, gotten the lion's share of the reps. And when there were opportunities like Jacksonville and Oakland, he would have gone into the game. Instead, he got beaten out by Josh freaking Dobbs,
who was absolutely drafted and spoken about like a pure depth guy. The thing I heard the most about Josh Dobbs, an extremely nice dude by all accounts, is that he was an aerospace engineer. He's a rocket scientist.
Josh Dobbs has never been discussed as a franchise quarterback in the making. But Rudolph, when he left Oklahoma State, was absolutely talked about.
So you know what? You know what I have to go back to? I'll channel Ben here. Did they screw up the pick?
Rudolph?
Seems like it. I keep going back, though, to what I brought up to Mark in the first place. One way or another, did the organization, because on some level they didn't like the way Ben was thrown around retirement, maybe if they knew behind the scenes it's just a ploy to get Haley out of here, did they draft Rudolph out of spite? I'm very serious about that. Just, hey, we threw it out there because we knew the quarterback would be a little bit peeved at it.
They're probably going to say value pick. I don't know.
But you know what? I could tumble to that kind of idea?
I do.
The whole thing is just, ugh.
I mean, look, the Patriots have traded guys like Ryan Mallett and Matt Cassel who were obviously blocked. I mean, maybe Rudolph sets the world on fire in the preseason the next 2 years. And before he gets into the final year of his contract, like, you trade him and you flip him for, like, a second-round pick.
God, that's a best-case scenario,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, how's he going, like, what is Chris, he going to do to show out when he's on a VR machine? I'm serious.
I kid you not, and you know this because you were in the same, albeit at a different time slot, but having the same kind of conversations. The day after he got drafted, when we were on the air here, people were talking about, well, they've got their succession plan in place now.
I know. I never bought that for a second.
And then Mason Rudolph will slide
right
in. Man,
I never bought that for one solitary second. I thought people that were thinking that about him were suffering from Pitt, Oklahoma State derangement syndrome. Oh, we saw this guy put 500 yards on Pitt because Pitt refused to change their defense. He must be a great player.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Ben Roethlisberger gets an extension. Jeff will tell you where that puts him in the quarterback hierarchy, and we'll tell you whether or not that makes sense, if that was the right move, coming up next on the PM team.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.